It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. We are live in Studio 4 today, and the phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. I hope you enjoyed our specials for the last couple of days, Freddie Cannon yesterday, and the greatest duos of all time on Monday. So I hope you enjoy those pre-recorded programs. It's back to request today as we're back here in our studio live. And we'll start off today's request show with one for Marcus. And Marcus called us up at 202-619-2077, listening in the UK to Border Crossings and in the mood to jump. On Border Crossings, here's Van Halen. Crossings and a little Van Halen to get you going here on this Wednesday. That's called Jump for Marcus in the UK. The band were on tour in 2015. They're working on new music, and they released a Live in Tokyo album in 2015, their first live album ever. Happy birthday, David Lee Roth, who turned 62 yesterday. So a happy birthday to David Lee Roth, who reunited with the band on the tour in 2015. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 10 years ago, and they got together and formed back in 1972 from Pasadena, California. And here's a famous story about Van Halen, and this is according to David Lee Roth. And it's, you know, this is a story that's told many, many times about the fact that they used to request M&Ms in their dressing room, and they specified the brown M&Ms must be removed. There can't be any brown M&Ms in the bowl of M&Ms. And they did it not to be difficult. They weren't trying to be difficult. They did it because they wanted to make sure that their contract was read. So therefore, they could always tell M&Ms, yeah, if the brown ones were there, they weren't paying attention. This is Border Crossings. Thank you very much for being a part of our show. Middle of the week, if you want to call in, it's 202-619-2077. That's the studio phone number. Vince is answering, and you can request your favorite music. And I want to mention, since I mentioned just a bit ago that we had Freddie Cannon on yesterday, this coming up Friday, we're going to have an interview with a music legend. Dolly Parton will be joining us on Friday's show. This coming up Friday, I'm very excited. I've never had a chance to talk to Dolly Parton before. She's a woman who's been nominated for 49 Grammy Awards. And all of the wins in the Academy of Country Music and Country Music Television and the Country Music Association, and you go on and on and on, the Grand Ole Opry. She's been up for a couple of Oscars. We know her from films like 9 to 5, TV shows like Code of Many Colors. And last year, she was on her first tour in 25 years. And this coming up Friday, Dolly Parton on Border Crossings. So please make sure you're tuned in. All right, Ilgrin Frisina Szabo has been waiting patiently to hear her request for Linkin Park. Coming up October 27th, they have a big tribute concert to Chester Bennington in California. This is the title track to their last album. It's called One More Light. Linkin Park here on Border Crossings.
Should have stayed, were the signs I ignored. Can I help you not to hurt anymore? We saw brilliance when the world was asleep. There are things that we can have but can't keep. If they say, who cares if one more light goes out in the sky of a million stars? It flickers, flickers. Who cares when someone's time runs out? If a moment is all we are, quicker, quicker. Who cares if one more light goes out? Well, I do. The reminders pull the floor from your feet. In the kitchen, one more chair. Someone's time runs out. If a moment is all we are, or quicker, quicker. Who cares if one more light goes out? Well, I do. Thank you. time runs out, if a moment is all we are, or quicker, quicker, who cares if one more light goes out?
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger, pushing each other to the limits. We were learning quicker, by 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. Only see my goals, I don't believe in failure. Cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was writing about everything I saw before. Songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
Border Crossings from Europe, Lucas Graham, fronted by Lucas Graham Forchhammer, and that is a beautiful song. A request from Puplampu Theophilus in Ghana, and the song is called 7 Years, which earned them 3 Grammy nominations, and Lucas Graham joined us on Border Crossings. That interview still exists at voanews.com. Click on TV Programs, Border Crossings, and you'll be able to view Lucas Graham when they appeared on Border Crossings, along with all the other TV interviews we do. The archive files are posted right there at voanews.com, because I get a lot of people ask me, Larry, where can I check out your past interviews? and they all go to our voanews.com website. Just find them at the TV schedule section, and there they'll be under Border Crossings. I want to say hello to Suleiman Sani, Moses Sarugo, Brian Cabasso, Trevor, Cletus Clarks, Ayan Donner, Ali Ahmed Munkaila, Abir Halal, who's in Kuwait, Amara Henry, Zemedu Bartle, Donatus, Niamibo, Kelly, Clement, Ella, they're all listening, Muhammad Shatima, Stephen Kwakwa is also tuned in to Border Crossings, Kabiru, Mamusha, I thank you for joining us, Kojo Oduro, I heard from Bright, Nick Darko, Darku, who also said hi, Dolson, Likambo, Mambo, Vishal Kumar, Deborah Frimpong, they're all new names to me. And that's exciting. Whenever I get to say new names and I get to read new names and I get to see new people tuned in, I get very happy. And thank you very much for going to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London and saying hello to us. Love to meet all the new people who are tuned in. You can also call 202-619-2077 to reach Vince and make your phone requests for Border Crossings while we're here this hour. And you can email around the clock, bordercrossings@voa.gov. Evanescence are on tour, and apparently Amy Lee had a baby, and they took a break for a while, but Amy's back with the band, and they are touring again, which is exciting, and they're coming through D.C. soon, and hopefully we can get them on Border Crossings. I have a request from Zewedu Mbadinuju, who is tuned into Border Crossings, and said, dedicate this to my beautiful wife. It's a song from Evanescence called Good Enough, right here on Border Crossings.
Such a long time coming, but I feel good. And I'm still waiting for the rain to fall.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light, split the night and catch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell echoing the wind of silence. And the people bowed and prayed. They made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Border Crossings, beautiful song. Silence never sounded better. It's Simon and Garfunkel, who were included in our Greatest Duos of All Time show on Monday. And that is a request from a first-time requester whose name is Makias Siyum. And Makias wrote in to ask for that song and said, I love that song, and that song motivates me. Simon and Garfunkel, Sound of Silence. Art Garfunkel just put out his autobiography. It's brand new, and it's called What Is It All But Luminous? And he was asked, why luminous? He said, because oftentimes I look back at my career, my times with Paul Simon, and things that have gone on in my life, and it brings me to tears. And if you've ever had tears in your eyes and you try to see something, you can't make it out clearly, but it looks luminous. It glows. So that's why he called it that. He said, this book took 35 years to make. Art Garfunkel is now 75. And very interesting stories in his autobiography. In one of the parts of the autobiography, he addresses the fact that Sound of Silence, which you just heard, was not one of his favorite songs, even though it was one of their biggest hits. He says, the Sound of Silence indeed did change my life. It was a big hit. And I went from being unknown to known. That's the logic if you look at it biographically. But I look at the question musically. What are the songs you think a record is? The Sound of Silence was a pop song with overdub guitar, bass, and drums. Sure, it's a singular song in my autobiography, but Scarborough Fair, its flow and smoothness was much more stunning, as it happened for me. Paul and I When we finished, felt that it was very special. It was kind of made by the gods. I interpreted the question of 25 records, which I listed in my autobiography, that changed my life more from a studio experience and musical happening. Scarborough Fair was very special over Sound of Silence, in my opinion. So there you go. A little quote from Art Garfunkel, who has battled throat issues throughout most of his career and was asked if he would reunite with Paul Simon. The last concert they had together was 2010. The two of them did a reunion show at the New Orleans Jazz Festival. And Art was going through a throat issue then. He had polyps on his throat. He had strained vocal cords. It was a real tough time. He said the 2 hours he performed were the two toughest hours of his entire career. But he said he'd be open to reuniting with Paul if Paul was up to it. He said, but it takes two to tango. That's exactly what Art Garfunkel said. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. In about 10 minutes or so, we'll have Ray McDonald on with Chart Chat. Since I was off yesterday, we'll recoup and bring Ray into the studios and take a look at what's going on the charts this week with the courtesy of Ray McDonald. Coming up next, Rob Ertquist requested this song for Post Malone fans around the world, especially those in Ghana. This is called Congratulations on Border Crossings.
Metro Boomin wants some more. My mama calls, see you on TV. Sunset done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all ever since I was young. They said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it. They was never friendly, yeah. Now I'm jumping out of Bentley, yeah. And I know I sound dramatic, yeah. But I know I had to have it, yeah. For the money, I'm a savage, yeah. I be itching like I had it, yeah. I'm surrounded 20 bags, yeah. But they didn't know me last year, yeah. Everyone wanna act like they important, but all that mean nothing when I saw my door, yeah. Everyone counting on me, drop the ball, yeah. Everything custom like I'm at the bottom, yeah, yeah. If you with winning, would you light us to the sky? How could I make s**t when I got millions on my mind? Coming with it, I just put it to the side. Bought a sense of baby, they could see it in my eye. My mama called, see you on TV. Sunset done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all ever since I was young. They said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
I was patient, yeah. Oh, I was patient, hey, oh. Now I can scream that we made it. Now everywhere I go, they say congratulations. Young graduation, yeah. I pick up the rock and I ball, baby. I'm looking for someone to call, baby. But right now I got a situation. Number old Ben Franklin. Cash. Big rings, champagne. My life is like a ball game. But instead I'm in a trap, though. Paso big, call it Super Bowl. Super Bowl, Carter. Get in the rows. Top flow lifestyle. Hunter one post. Malone, I got a play on my phone. You know what I'm on. Hunter Houdini is gone.
My mama called, see you on TV. Sunset done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all ever since I was young. They said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had people hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
Hello, this is Natasha Bedingfield, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
Can be permission to not make mistakes, but I can't live that way. Oh. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the ones that you cannot.
Crossings, and that's called Unwritten, one of the early hits for Natasha Bedingfield, who turns 36 on November 26th, and she's working on some new music as we speak. That's a request for Vincent Maloba in Nairobi, Kenya, tuned in to Border Crossings. I'd like to say hello to Kaveh Mad, Rosemarie, Longji Dambi. We heard from Mary Lou, Sylvia, Max, Eddie, Leon Tin. They're all listening to our show today, and also those that have taken time to say hi and also like the post I put up about Dolly Parton being on Border Crossings this coming up Friday. I heard from Amon Amarth, Fitretu Getachu. We heard from Kibru Mamusha and Eugene Pack and Bilal Babankawa Jr. Thank you all for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Ray McDonald is here. We missed you yesterday, so we got you today. It's Chart Chat.
Well, before I begin, I want to send a special shout out to Vincent Maloba, too.
Okay.
He's one of our biggest supporters. Vincent's always there for us online. And Vincent, thank you for, you know, being down with VOA 1 and VOA Music. We really treasure supporters like you.
There's so many people who are, I mean, you know, I'm only on for an hour a day, and people adjust their schedule to tune into this show and your Billboard Top 20 Countdown and whatnot. They find us, and, you know, we can't thank you enough, and it's heartfelt.
It is.
Because, you know, honestly speaking, American radio audiences, not anywhere nearly as loyal and dedicated and genuine as international audiences.
Absolutely, and it really touches our hearts to know that we mean that much to you, because you certainly mean that much to us.
So thank you.
Hey. And by the way, I miss Natasha Bedingfield.
You do?
I do.
I'll
I
let her
Natasha.
Know. She got married, and I don't know if that's still working out, but I'll let her know.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
Because her stuff was really good.
She was on tour, I think, last year. She did a little tour. She was opening for, I don't know, who I think it was New Kids on the Block or something. But, you know, I tried to get her in, and she was kind of, our schedules didn't match. But yeah. She's working on new music, so hopefully
it would be fun to get her into the studio.
Be the third time. We've had her here twice.
Well, the songs that I'm featuring today, the rest is still unwritten for them, too, because they're on their way up. There hasn't been too much of a change in the top 20 or right around the top 20. It's still pretty much the same cast of characters. These two songs are rising slowly in the low 30s. So we'll see what happens. And speaking of Border Crossing's guests, the first artist we're featuring today is Kane Brown. In a song featuring Lauren Elena called What Ifs. It moves from number 32 to 31. I'm sure you'll have a few things to say about Kane, and we'll meet him after the song.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hate girl, I feel girl, but not so fast. For you make your mind up, I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? Sun stops burning, we could worry about them what ifs till the world stops turning, or I could kiss you. What if you liked it? Well, we ain't ever gonna know unless we try it. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? If I find somebody else and I don't need you, damn. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game?
Kane Brown and Lauren Elena, What Ifs, moving from number 32 to 31 on the current Billboard Hot 100. Kane is 23 years old. He's from Tennessee. He moved around a bit in Georgia in high school. He met Lauren, and they sang in the choir together. In his 11th grade talent show, Kane Brown sang Getting You Home by Chris Young. And that's when he knew that country music was for him. He also liked R&B, but he decided to concentrate on country. He auditioned for both American Idol and X Factor after his friend Lauren had some success. She was the season 10 runner-up on American Idol. Now, they chose Kane Brown for X Factor. This was in 2013. But he left the show after the producers wanted to put him in a boy band. He said, I don't want to go that One Direction route. I'm a solo artist. I want to release my own country covers on social media. In 2014, he funded an EP called Closer, which debuted at number 22 on the Billboard Country Albums chart. By then, he'd had tremendous response online, so he was building a fan following. His self-titled debut album dropped in December. He's now with RCA Nashville. The album went to number one. What Ifs has gone to number one on the country singles list. It's also gone platinum with a million units sold. And you've spoken with both Kane and Elena.
Yeah, Kane is a shy guy. He said he's very quiet. He was an athlete in school, and music kind of just happened. He wasn't really planning that. But he remembered when he was here, he was homeless for a little bit. And he was here to talk on behalf of an agency that was speaking on Capitol Hill about homelessness and kids who aren't getting an education. So that's why he was here. And it was a pleasure to meet him. And he's a star on the rise for sure. And Lauren, she's also had her difficulties throughout her life.
Yeah, I called her Elena. I'm sorry, Lauren. Lauren, Elena. Mm-hmm. So my apologies. Yeah, it's good to see them. It's good to see them still connecting.
Right, right. And she has a song with Rascal Flatts, and she's another star on the rise. So it's nice to see some new young blood, especially country and crossing over here into pop.
Yeah, and the crossover element is very strong in this song. It has hip hop elements, which is something that our country hits hostess Nikki goes on about a lot, because there is quite a bit of crossover going on in country. It's very interesting to see how the genre is developing. For a while there with the Hat Acts, it was almost like the straight-ahead soft rock of the 70s was now mainstream country. It's like the Eagles. The Eagles would be a country band now.
Right, right.
And now we're hearing more and more hip-hop elements coming into country. Body Like a Back Road is a good example.
Perfect.
So it's music is always changing, always developing, always moving on. Now let's go definitely into the R&B end of things for our next artist, SZA, who's also on the rise. She brings Travis Scott along for a song called Love Galore. This moves from number 33 to 32. SZA's, as I say, her profile is definitely increasing, and we'll talk a little bit about that after Love Galore.
Don't take it personally. I'm surprised you call me after the things I said. Skirt, skirt on, skirt up on, skirt down. You acting like me, acting like we was it more than a summer fling. I said farewell, you took it well. Promise I won't cry over spilled milk. Give me a paper towel. Another value, give me another hour or two, hour with you. Why you follow me when you know you don't want me? Why you bother me when you know you got a woman? Why you hear me when you know better? Know you know better, know your crew better than you do. Call me looking for you, I'll be looking for you. Got me looking forward to weekends.
Like when I make fire, you say the flame can make him fire. Let me inside. you bother me? Trying to catch a POV.
SZA brings along Travis Scott for Love Galore. That moves from 33rd to 32nd place on the current Hot 100. So these two singles, definitely not assured of breaking into the top 20, but they are on the rise. This is the second single from SZA's Control album. She and Travis co-wrote it. She premiered this song way back in January on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, and she released it on SoundCloud in April. She also performed it in June on the BET Awards, and this song, like the Kane Brown song, has gone platinum here in the U.S., selling 1 million units, so it's already a success, no matter what it does on the chart. SZA did a pop-up show in New York yesterday, on Tuesday. It was a free pop-up show for only 250 fans on the Lower East Side in Manhattan. She announced it on Instagram at the very last minute. People had camped out for hours trying to get into that show. Among the attendees were SZA's mother and father and Rihanna. So there's some buzz behind SZA. You know, when Rihanna camps out to get into your show, you know that you got a little buzz going on there. She also brought out Travis Scott and did this song. She did her full concert set, and there's some cell phone footage of the outside of the venue with this big crowd of people, you know, chanting and waving their phones, and I've posted that on my Twitter page, Ray on the Hits.
I did a little research. I wanted to know what the name SZA was, what that's all about. Her real name is Solana Rowe, and she chose SZA after a rap artist that she herself liked, whose name is RZA.
From the Wu-Tang Clan.
That's it, RZA. So she said, I'm going to be SZA. And she said, to me, the last part of the S is Solana, and then the Z and the Z is for zigzag, and the A is for Allah, because she is Muslim. So she said, so that's how she got the name,
well,
SZA.
There you go.
Well, thank you, Ray.
All right. Thank you for digging and doing that research, Larry. That's what separates us from the rest of the pack.
That's right. And I wouldn't have slept tonight if I didn't know what SZA was all about. All right. Well, thank you very much for bringing us Chart Chat. Ray is the host of the Billboard Weekly Top 20 Countdown. And Border Crossings continues. Here's a request from Suleiman in Ghana. This is Bob Marley
Zion. It rules all creation. Yeah, we're jamming. Fuck you, our war. We're jamming. See, I wanna jam it with you. We're jamming.
Jamming.
And jam them, hope you're jamming too.
Jah knows I might have tried the truth again and high to keep you satisfied. True love I now exist is the love I can't resist. So stand by my side with I wanna jam it with you. We're jamming, 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 we're jamming. Hope you like jamming too. We're jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming, jamming. I wanna jam with you now. We're jamming, we're jamming.
Hope you like jamming too.
Hey, I hope you like
jamming.
I hope you like a jamming tune. I wanna jam it.
Border Crossings, Bob Marley by request, and we are jamming. We'll be jamming again tomorrow at 1500 Universal right here on Border Crossings. Again, thank you to Ray for Chart Chat today. Thank you, Wagner, our engineer, Vince, our director, and I thank you for listening to Border Crossings. Don't forget to send your request to bordercrossings@voa.gov or go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. In case you missed it, Friday, Dolly Parton joins us right here on Border Crossings. Have yourself a great night, and Border Crossings is heard on the VOA1 Music Network.